Tonight we have two special speakers, and our first speaker is going to be Pierre Bradshaw, who's been in our class this year, and you're going to love listening to his voice. And he's been such a gentle, kind soul in our class, and he's going to speak from his heart.
Good evening. Thank you for being here. Given out under God and the angel kingdom, I'd like to just say a few things about what's on my heart. Everyone here is here because of someone else. There's someone that thought enough of you to invite you here. Not knowing why you came, but you felt something. There was something you felt when you walked in. The smiles, the hugs, even people who aren't huggers now hug. And then you meet Millie. Millie is the glue that keeps us all here. She is that strength, that person, that personification of love that we all aspire to. And as she touches us each week, we get just a bit more. And as we get more, we give more. Because we're all one. There's a oneness that we are aware of that maybe we have not been aware of before. That we are one. And in that oneness, we are here to be of service one to another, to give what we have, to share what we know. So as I was thinking of what am I going to say, I said, wow, because I used to do this every Sunday, you know, prepare a half an hour or 45 minutes. And you know, you can, and you think, well, what can I say? Not to say anything to impress you, or not to say anything that would seem really cool to say, but to say something that will touch your heart, and when you leave, you will think of that one thing. And that one thing is love. I was looking back at some of my posts on Facebook, and I live in Imperial Beach, and I was at the ocean one morning and watching the waves come in and see the magnificence of the God that we serve. How can waves come in and you know they go all the way back out on the other side? That's a miracle right there. And it struck me right then and there that I'm in love. I'm in love with love. I'm in love with people that I know. I'm in love with problems because it makes me grow. And when you can understand that love is all there is, and we're all love, God is love, we're love. And then you back up just for a second and know that people, if you went around this room and ask everyone what is love to them, they'd all be different. They'd all be different. We understand this, that love is something that you cannot define. You know, we're used to people saying, I love. I remember when I was younger, I'd say, well, I love you. And you're waiting. Well, come on. Tell me you love me, and it's not that way. Or people will say, I love you if you do what I want you to do, if you make me happy. Love is unconditional. Not if you do what I want you to do, not if you do what I'd like you to do, not if you behave the way I think you should behave. Love is something that we all have. And you see a baby, a newborn baby, that's love personified. You know, they'll The hands go up. The smile comes. They haven't been here long enough to be sullied. You know, they're fresh from the source. And all they know is love. All they know is love. So, I was contemplating. I had a lot of stuff to write out, and I'm not even going to even use any of that. Because this is coming from here. A verse that I'd like to share with you that's been one that's on my heart, a Bible verse, is Luke 11:9. And I'm sure everyone is familiar with Luke 11:9. And that says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it shall be given." Not maybe. Not if you're good. Not if you say it the right way, it shall be given to you. So we've all read that before, right? Why don't we believe it? Why don't we believe it? I've heard Millie on several occasions says, "Well, if you don't ask, ask." And then we think, well, maybe, you know, I'm really not worthy, because we've all gone to churches that told us what we didn't like. They didn't like the way we dressed, or they didn't like our sexual preference, or they didn't like the way, all types of taboos and stuff, and told us we weren't worthy. But we're here today to tell you, you are worthy. You are more worthy than you've ever known. So as we see that and we understand that and we find that we've been sold a bill of goods and that we've been hoodwinked, and you come to this oasis and you meet loving people, you meet people who mean you no harm, people who are glad you're here, because let me share this with you. There's a reason the 8th of June, 2016, that we're right here, right now. There's a reason. You know, it's not happenstance. It's not we were all walking down the street, or we were going down. Well, that's a nice little place. Let's go in. No, it doesn't work that way. We are here for a reason. And as we go through classes, as we go and spend time with qualified people that are here to share their knowledge, it makes us better equipped to go forth and be that person that we are here to be. So when you walk in the door, either there or there, you have a clean slate. It's not what happened last year, last week, last month, when you were 15 or when you were 20. It's what's in your heart right now. You know, I think back that when I was raised a Catholic, and they were telling me that, you know, there's something about you, so you should be a priest. And I said, well, and in Chicago they have a high school that's pre-seminary. So you go 4 years and you take Latin and get French and Latin and whatever language and stuff to prepare to go into the seminary. Well, the second year I said, yeah, you know, I'm going to be authentic. I like women. And so they said, well, you know, okay. See ya. I didn't mind. And then as I went through There was a point in time in my life where I'd search. I looked at different religions and different sects. You know, I went through and I studied Islam. I studied Judaism. Because I wanted to know, I wanted to seek and find what is the difference and the similarities. Then I wound up being ordained as a Pentecostal minister, and that's a long way from a Catholic boy, isn't it? And I got there, and I found that I'd be invited to speak. But 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't be invited back because I would tell the truth. That you're all children of God. That you're all perfect. That there's no spot or blemish on you. And the stories that you were told in your life that you are not that. And I know it's difficult to just throw all that stuff away, but believe it. You are not that. So I honor you. I honor you for being here tonight. For being part of us. For understanding that there's something more to life than just being average. That we have a song inside each and every one of us. And my prayer and my hope for you is that you let that song out. Sing it. You'll take a deep breath. God bless you.
Thank you, Pierre. Our next talker is someone that I have definitely very much enjoyed getting to know over the past year. I feel a very close connection to his family. He sits on the board of the church. And it has been really fun watching him through the Millie's class just grow so much spiritually and just watch his progression and the man that he's changed so much into in the short time that I've known him. And that's Craig.
Thank you. You know, this really is, it has been an interesting journey for me. And you know, it sort of reminds me, my personal journey, it sort of reminds me of that story of the little kid who runs off to join the circus. You know, but for some reason or other, he doesn't quite get there. Sort of gets lost along the way and finds something far better, as it turns out. And that is quite literally what happened to me. I was in a profession where intuition really mattered to me a lot, and I wanted to study it. And all of the imaginable human capabilities that might be involved in enhanced intuition and perceiving information someplace else was really a thing that really sort of kind of obsessed me a little bit, and. At the same time that was going on, my daughter had told me about this little church in Kensington and this wonderful little minister that she remembered her first name, Millie. And I said, okay. And I was over in Iraq at the time. I was going to come home for R&R, and I thought, I'm going to go to that place. I knew my intuition was saying, go to that place, because that was still part of that circus going on in my little head, you know? And I got back here and through a little bit of research I found the church and I found Millie. And it was at the Swedenborg Church, and what I found there was just a very sweet and wonderful and loving and joyful place where there were there were no pressures on anybody to be anything other than exactly what they were, which were God's children. That's all. Nothing more. I thought, how refreshing is this? Just to be a sweet little place. You know, and in the course of that visit, Millie invited me back on another day, and I came back. And it was in an evening, and had her circles. And I came in, and there were these circles, and this is very interesting, and interesting things happened. It all sort of tweaked this little my little mind about being part of the circus, you know. What's going on here? People saying and doing very interesting things, but there was something different about it. It wasn't about phenomena. It wasn't about advanced human capabilities. And when I went home that night, Kim had said, "Sweetheart, how did it go?" And I said, "Well, you know, it was very interesting. It was very interesting. It wasn't, while there were things that happened that intrigued me, really it was about healing. That's all it was about. People met with, and this was another alien concept to me, people met with their families on the other side and healing resulted from it." I thought, my, that is just so fascinating. I got invited back again. And I got invited back again. And then one day it occurred to me, I said, well, maybe I really, and I was getting messages the whole time. And I finally accepted the fact that, now, wait a minute, these people on the other side, they really do love me. I found that incomprehensible. I did. And this was so far from where that circus was, you know, that it. I look back on it now and I go, oh my gosh. What I discovered was this amazingly wonderful little church. And that part of me that was trying to figure out where all of these wonderful capabilities came from, this wonderful little church had it, and they knew it all along. It didn't take a lot of research to figure it out. And it was called just love. That's all it was. And it was because of Millie. And love. Just teaching love. Unqualified love for everybody. And that brought about unqualified, unrestricted healing for absolutely everybody that came in. And I want to thank you, Millie, so much. For me personally, and for all of my brothers and sisters here who got amazing healing that I was blessed to witness. But I got to tell you, I'm really glad that I lost my way to that circus. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig. So I know it says that she's supposed to be an alternate, but my heart is telling me that if somebody's going to take the time to write a talk, that we should hear it. This young lady also started our circles and didn't realize what the commitment was going to be, and near the end of the year really beat herself up to the fact that she wasn't able to attend to the extent that she wished she should have. But she has already planned for next year and rearranged her schedule so that the time is available. And that's Christy.
So yes, I was not prepared. Well, I was prepared, but not prepared. So when I came, it was kind of a dropped in running. I didn't even come to a service, just came straight into Thursday night classes. And I was glad that I did, obviously. But so I kind of went with that approach, and I kind of titled it, "I'll Meet You in the Carriage House." Dear Millie, hello, my name is Christy. That's Christy in my best vibration Thursday night class voice. I'm the new girl sitting across from you. You often say you need more time with me, but I'm not going anywhere. And as we know, time is forever. Maybe we can talk more tonight, or whenever you're free, I'll meet you in the carriage house. Dear Millie, I'm the new girl in front of you, and I've had a blessed life. But someone gave me a penny for my thoughts, and that penny, she showed me a copper brick road to my emerald city of love. I've learned while here that just with a click of my heels, I can be there. And there's no place like home. Aloha e mili. Mahalo nui loa for your kukua and your aloha. I am the girl that often almost calls you Auntie Millie, as I feel your name deserves honor before it leaves my humble mouth. I build my daily lay of love with your beloved ditties. I am now a flower still blooming in dear Millie's garden. I'm Christy. Maybe we can talk later tonight or whenever we're both free. I'll meet you in the carriage house.
I knew you were ready.